Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Good evening, everybody. I've got the giggles, Jackie, and it's your fault.
Sorry, everyone. But with all these energies, we're all...
Uh-oh, we've got a problem with our technicalities here. Can't hear you, Jackie. It's all gibbled.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, call the boys. What? I think that was ET language coming through, Jackie.
Well, I wasn't hearing it, so it must have.
It was okay, we're going to try this again. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie, and this is Veronica.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We just took a little smoke break or something.
Well, you know... They have been doing this lately, and I'll read a letter later from someone that had a similar experience, except it came through her speakers on her television. So,
oh wow,
yes, and so let's try this and hope that we're here tonight. Tonight's show: the struggle and dance of the masculine and feminine within and without. And well, with the energies that are coming flying around right now, it's definitely creating havoc in relationships and moving us through the ascension process. And, you know, as the old chauvinistic paradigm has moved out with the inauguration and the feminine moving in, it's just been chaotic. I mean, we've had some astrological influences that have been amazing this week with the inauguration. We've had all this light coming into the planet. Holy mackerel.
Oh, my.
And I'm certain that everybody, I know I'm not the only one having digestive problems this week.
Actually, everybody I've talked to today has had them. Not everybody, except for two people, but everybody I've talked to on the phone, yes.
Oh, absolutely. It's just been, and you know, lots of chaos going on.
Lots of people dying. That's my experience.
Yes, lots of people checking out. Lots of people, if they're resisting all of these changes, getting pretty crazy. Interestingly enough, in several situations this week, I've talked to people where their male counterparts acted out in very... In other words, they'd really worked on their relationships together and come forward, and all of a sudden the male completely going backwards out of this almost, how would I put this, going into total fear and struggling to hold on to the chauvinism, and especially right after the election. So I found that very interesting. That as that energy is moving out, I think some men are getting, you know, a little undone and afraid, because when you start losing something that you've been used to operating within, and the energy, you know, that platform is gone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole identity thing is being sort of ripped apart.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And also, with the feminine coming in as strong as it has, You know, we've talked on other shows about integrating the divine masculine and feminine. And so, you know, I've definitely seen what we're moving into from my perspective is the end of the, we're coming to the end of these projections of God onto father, you know, and father onto husbands and, you know, the continuation, likewise on the feminine side, but the continuation of this anger and resentment that we've carried for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and allowing us to really see people as they truly are without all the projections, and to see ourselves, you know, and to allow ourselves to be. I know that, you know, my people always assume I'm very confident, but I think my sense of self is stronger, but it's a different kind of self, which I'm finding it's a far more feminine self. It's allowing that all to come back in now, because I really have been very disciplined for 5 years.
Standing in front of the mirror and going, who?
Well, I mean, I always do the makeup and everything, but feeling very feminine, feeling very confident, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the other thing is a lot of people are going to find that they all of a sudden are becoming visible. Many people I hear, and I'm sure you must hear this too, Veronica,
mm-hmm.
all these people that feel like they have been invisible for so long, especially when they're out in public.
Well, you know something interesting? Linda Sherman said, Linda Sherman is the woman that I interviewed recently and was talking about politics and astrology and so on. But at the end of it, she said the changes are so vast in the universal vibrational field that right now a lot of the men, she's talking about the older women, that's us, Jackie, I hate to say it.
Yes, John.
But the older women have been through acting out in so many different levels of consciousness and so many styles of identity that we're ready now to really take hold of a new, kind of a new feminine power. But she said a lot of the men, we have to be really strong, because she said a lot of the men are kind of falling apart under it, you know, as the economic system shifts and as the male-female role models shift. And that's something worth thinking about.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Conversely, though, I'm also seeing some men who are rising to the occasion and reassessing their lives, embracing more of their feminine.
Right, and not afraid of it.
And not afraid of it.
Well, I guess that's always the case when there's a huge change. You get the ones that, you know, go forward and embrace it, and those ones that have a hard time with it.
Absolutely. And
I think it has to do with clutching our identity really hard, and then it doesn't work anymore, you know.
This is not a time to be clutching.
Exactly. This is not a clutch time, everybody.
No. And I just... The dedication for tonight's show is to continued support of Barack Obama and the new administration. And I know I'm seeing it with people's intentions for their sessions, that it's so lovely that people are even including that support in their intentions. So I appreciate that for all of you who are continuing to lend that support. I thought it was really interesting, tonight I'm so discombobulated that the show is all over the place, so my notes are just, I might as well throw them out the window.
It's the new power of the feminine.
Well, let's put it this way, my discipline's been out the window the whole week.
You've been challenging your identity, your feminine identity, all
yes.
week from every perspective.
Yes, it has. Yes,
good
it
for
has.
You.
Yes, and I'm a mess. Let's see. Anyway,
no, but what's a mess is just your identity, that's all. Who are you? I told you.
Anyway, many men expressed fear and trepidation as to what Obama is going to do. I thought this was very interesting. And even about his cabinet selections and... one of them about the cost of the inauguration itself. One man was very upset about the fact that it was $150 million and they'd only collected $41 million because it was all done on donations. And, you know, he was really upset about the fact that as a country, we have so many people out of work and so many people losing their homes, and we're spending this kind of money, you know, presuming that we don't get it all in. On the inauguration. Now, conversely, we all felt that this was an incredibly important day, obviously the universe did as well, because certainly, you know, I had some people who cried all day long. Mm. Did you get a lot of response, Veronica, from people about the inauguration?
Yes. People were crying and laughing and being giddy and saying, I'm just so happy. It was, yeah, people were kind of euphoric.
Well, I have to share this. So this was a real interesting comment. Someone that Veronica and I both know, named Ted, who sees things in a very interesting way. And what he said was that the day that Bush was inaugurated, that literally this, like, gray cloud came over the country, blocking the higher frequencies from coming in. Now, this I thought was fascinating. And it really gave credence to this feeling that people had about being giddy, that as that administration ended, okay, and this kind of feminine light coming in, how people were celebrating, whether they were consciously aware of it or not, that the opening back up to access of more light, I just thought that was very profound.
It is. It's really.
And
wonderful.
You know, a couple of little side notes, which I thought it was very interesting that Cheney showed up in a wheelchair. I thought that was very appropriate. The mm-hmm. crippling of the chauvinism.
Yeah.
And then I have to say this for my son, who was laughing hysterically, that as Bush took off in the helicopter, there were people down on the ground, gestating.
Gesturing at him?
Yes, they were giving him the
single finger.
Yes. And which, you know, I mean, that's
really, I didn't see that on the news.
Yeah, well, my son doesn't miss much, but it certainly made me laugh.
One more thing that we heard is that in the universe there's so many vibrational veneers way out in the universe placed by various power structures and consciousness beings. And apparently a lot of these have been shifting, you know, over the last even few months.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, and that's a pretty interesting topic, isn't it?
Well, you know, I just want to quote a couple of things here from, what is it? Something to the Heart. And I love her stuff. This just came in. ThinkWithYourHeart.com. And see, I had this all marked up. And what she was talking about is, you know, what we're going through right now with all of these shifts. One is, you may already be feeling the increasing intensity of energy as we prepare for some very powerful celestial alignments. Most of them are hitting us this week. She talks about some other things. Full moon in Cancer on January 10th was the beginning. On the 11th, we slipped into Mercury retrograde, which has been calling us to review our intentions for our life's purpose, while clearly marking an identifiable path for new business and career moves. Finally beginning to see our new and true directions as important cosmic events lead us to the solar eclipse and new moon combo on January 25th, 26th. Mm. And so we definitely have more events coming. New doors are already beginning to open, pushing us in new directions. Boy, am I seeing this one. Things that are more better suited for our soul's intentions, both on the micro and macro levels. New energies are causing unprecedented shifts in consciousness. Could really be felt on January 20th during the inauguration, of course. A clear indication that the new Earth has indeed arrived.
Yay!
Yeah. And then we've also got the Chinese New Year on the 26th.
Interesting. The year of the ox has a similarity to Capricornian principles, doesn't it? And we've just moved into whatever it was in Capricorn for 15 years.
Yes. So, you know, there's a whole lot. Now, they also go on that the masculine, we're approaching the masculine energy of the solar eclipse. God. You know, kind of moving us to get our ducks in a row. become more grounded in our power centers. And then noticing unusual and unexpected bouts of self-confidence. Finally, feeling that your life work has value and seeing the value in being you. I couldn't wait to get to this part after what you were saying for the first time. This is because it is time. And also, our sight is changing. Our physical sight is changing. And I don't know if people out there are having experiences, but my vision has been very interesting, and I've been seeing things like crazy. And so, I'm used to my home, but, I'll walk around a corner and literally jump off the ground. So, have you been seeing things also, Veronica?
Yes, I've been seeing, I haven't told anybody, but I keep seeing beings standing in various places. And, I see a lot, but I have to turn on my sight sort of thing. But this is as if they just arrive and they're wandering around in various places where I am. And they're not in physical. So I'm seeing a lot more of that than I have for a long time.
Yes.
And my blood sugar's not low.
Right. Well, and I want to share this cute note I got from darling Laura. And this was about the inauguration. She got so excited about this. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. After Barack had been sworn into the presidency, he gave a beautifully moving speech. The second he'd finished, our left speaker went off and roared loudly like a lion just before a movie. I laughed, and Greg, her son, said, "What was that?" And Haley, her little girl, said, "It sounded like a lion." And if she went on to say, "It seems like the lion beings are celebrating, too." But she has a lot of experiences with them. So I thought it was very, very cute. And the system had not blown. It was just one of those phenomena that... and I'm having a lot of phenomena here. So I can't keep a phone working no matter what I do. Now, getting back to... the end of the male chauvinism and the entering of more feminine energy. This whole energy that's going on, I'm experiencing it within my family structure. And, I'm just seeing people come apart right and left. And I'm really quite fascinated by it all. If I don't lose my mind in the process, I'm doing, I'm also finding even in myself that this whole masculine, which is that regimented, I'm very disciplined and so on, and I'm seeing that kind of unravel, which is a little difficult for me because I'm used to having my day be very disciplined when I'm doing my work. How have you been feeling it, Veronica?
I feel a little bit softer, but I also feel a sort of a strange new kind of power.
There, wonderful, wonderful comment. Thank you very much. And it is a new kind of power, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And many, many things are kind of beginning to come together, and I'm meeting different people. I don't know. It just seems very igniting. And yet, at the same time, I have friends who are dying and wanting to die. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, we're in huge transition. I feel loving and strong and sometimes very, very sensitive, Yeah, really different. It's a different kind of speed about it, like the energy running through it, even though sometimes it's very vulnerable, is moving very fast.
Well, I do believe that what we're going to see is we're going to start moving finally into a more forward motion. And because Lord knows, it's been feeling as though we've been kind of... I can't even think of the name of it. Boy, I really am tired tonight.
But it's a bit like Obama comes in and there's all this light and all this excitement, and he's just moving it. He's passing this and moving that through and doing the Guantanamo. I can't even list what he's doing, but he's already going boom, 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 boom.
Absolutely.
Like everything else going on. You go, okay, I can help. All right, I can be responsible. Okay, I can make a change here.
Well, and that's a great point, because that really is, when you have that kind of leadership that says, it's time to move, let's go do it, you kind of feel yourself getting on board. okay? Yeah. That this
like
is,
catching a wave, isn't it?
It is like catching a wave. And I think that we have been so frustrated as a people for the last 8, well, especially the last 4 years, but certainly, for, you know, I know for me, for 8. And
I think for a lot longer, I have felt that participating in politics is just futile.
Well, I would agree with that. And, of course, you were such an activist at a very young age.
Yeah, but when I the day after Obama got in, and, I wasn't that active in the whole campaign, but the day after he got in, I got up and went, okay, I'm going to get involved again.
Oh,
went,
good for
you.
Yeah,
that was sort of, it just came through. It wasn't like I sat and made that decision. Because the energy's in the air, isn't it? It's all through us. And it's very exciting.
Well, let's talk about more of the masculine and feminine and the projections, because I think that this is really interesting. One particular person that we work with, her husband just absolutely came. He had come so far, and their relationship was wonderful, and he had softened, and even though he came out of a family that was very Republican and, you know, very right-wing and you know, was beginning to embrace the work that she's doing with us and her own work. And they have children that are major star beings and have experiences all the time. And he did a complete about-face, a complete about-face this week, and went back to where he was 2 years ago. And I found that very, very interesting. And it was, you know, to speak to what you had talked about earlier in your interview, this whole sensing of men feeling out of control, having to let go of control, having to trust, having to do things a whole new way. You know, we talked about it on the show about creating from the heart. A month or two ago. And our ways of creating are going to be so totally different that we need to be more balanced with the masculine and feminine. You know, the way historically that people have created in the past, and even our old ways of, you know, of doing our meditations and manifestation meditations, we're even going to see where those are not going to work like they used to. We've said this one before. But coming through from heart energy is going to really change, really change. I was talking to someone the other day who had started doing it. Oh, it was last night. And she's been having sessions, and the minute they explained to her during session about coming from the heart, she's a very high-powered job where she does a lot of traveling, and doing it a whole different way, she just absolutely exploded with success.
Wow.
And she said it worked so incredibly, she couldn't believe the difference from the day that she had the session and they explained it all to her to the next day she went to work, and everything changed. So, you know, our ways of doing things are going to change drastically now.
And I think you're right. They are explosive, aren't they?
Again, everything is explosive. That's the other thing that I'm feeling, is that things are coming out of the blue, and they're coming quick and hard and fast. Mm-hmm. They can be good, if you're very good. They can be good. If you've done your work, they can be wonderful. Mm-hmm. I think this is the year of coming together. It's a year of coupling, a year of new relationships coming in.
But it doesn't seem like we can go back and patch.
No. No, I think the time, we've done a lot of patching in our lifetimes, and I don't think that's possible anymore. But the new relationships, and I'm really looking at this one, and I've read an awful lot has come in about this, that the new relationships are going to be different in that they're going to be more fun, more expansive, more exciting, you know, and we tend, you know, all of us as light workers to make it very, very serious, you know. But the joyful part of that, I think, can be so exciting, so exciting. And especially if people have, you know, cleaned up their backyard, you know, or emptied their suitcases. It's such an exciting time. We have somebody that we work with, and I know she's not listening tonight, but she will listen to the show. And, you know, was alone for many, many, many years. And this man came flying in. She met him on Match.com. And she was sensitive to environment. She was environmentally sensitive and could go nowhere, literally. She was almost housebound. And this man came flying in, wonderful being, absolutely wonderful being. We're doing work with him as well. And completely changed her life. Her issues around environmental sensitivity are getting better and better and better. But, you know, all of a sudden now she's being thrust out into a relationship, now bringing her great work forward. All of these changes in her life, and I watch her go back and forth where she goes into fear. Every once in a while it'll really kick in. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting for all of us. Now, you made an interesting comment about a lot of people wanting to leave. You said a lot of people dying and wanting to leave the planet, Veronica.
Yes.
I know you had a friend that had quite an episode.
Yes. I think she's going to pull through now, but yesterday I wasn't sure.
I wasn't either, by the way.
I know, and you sent the team. That was wonderful. I appreciated that.
Right, and I really wasn't questioned what I did.
But it's always worth it. The other question is maybe it's their way of serving the evolution, you know, and trying to be respectful of that.
Well, anyway, I'm thrilled that she is, but I see a lot of people coming undone.
Yes.
And those that haven't done the work being hit with all these energies. And really having great difficulty.
Tell me this, if the math, and I guess it's time to bring the team in because they said to make sure that they have enough time. But I just want to say this, if the masculine and the feminine, if all of that is coming undone in each of us, then to be unbalanced at times is really de rigueur. It's kind of a thing that we're all going to do, right?
Yes. And
in order to unfurl or release.
Well, you know, it's disintegration and reintegration, and it's like there have been a few times this week when I felt like I was totally coming apart. And
literally we are, right?
Yeah, we are. Is it a good thing? I think it's a wonderful thing because it's what it's doing is all those remnants that we have that we've used to survive, you know, through these years and years and years of ascension process, are being shaken out of the mix. And we don't need them anymore. We don't need the boundaries. Well, not that we don't need boundaries. We do, of course. But the barriers and the things that have, you know, we've used to kind of shore ourselves up.
Well, the boundaries have to be loosened in order to reformat.
Yeah.
Then we don't know where we're at, do we?
No. Okay, well, let me, I just want to check my notes here. I'm telling you, this is a week, guys. Just bear with me. I'm usually more on top of it than I am tonight.
The guides seem to be all around you waiting to play.
I know. They're all waiting. Just one second.
Maybe they'll speak some more of their language.
Okay, I'm going to get out of the way.
The language of the holy microphone.
Oh, jeez. You know, I love it when I don't get to be the boss. Okay, Veronica, you ask all the questions you want. Give me a moment. Right. All right. Oh, very good, Veronica. Yes, you get her off. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. We want to say, to begin with here, if you could see all this from our perspective, if you could actually see it from our perspective, it is an incredible show. Now, unfortunately, you're all in the middle of it. But from our perspective, it is coming apart. And you are coming apart, all of you, in a wonderful way. In a wonderful way. The goal is not to fight it. And on those days where you feel like you're just coming apart, rest. Find a way to do as little as possible. Or do things that excite you, that are fun. Now, some of you have jobs and you have to do what you have to do. But in between whatever you have to do, or after or before, take some time. Find a place, a way to either laugh, giggle, rest, chat with friends, do whatever you need to do, but allow yourself to go through this process. Now, some of you, because of the problems that you're having with digestion, well, your situations might be a little different. You're maybe housebound even for some of you.
Yes.
It is going to reorganize. You will be able to function again as a normal human being, we promise. No, you're not sick. No, you haven't eaten anything you shouldn't have. But you are cleansing. You are shifting. Many of you are having extraordinary symptoms. Some of you think you have colds and flus and this and that. You really don't. We know it's been an exciting time for all of you to see this shift on your planet and in your country. Now, this shift that took place with the inauguration, from our perspective now, we'll talk about it, had an impact, certainly in your country, but all over the world. And you can look at it as the reestablishing of faith, of hope, for a race that was quickly losing hope, losing faith in their future. Now, is it all about one single man, you know, Barack Obama? No. Is he the figurehead? Yes. Now, we would liken this, let's say, to your Oprah Winfrey. You know, Oprah Winfrey is a dynamic, amazing woman, but if people weren't tuning in to watch her, well, she wouldn't have near the impact. Near the impact that she does. And many of you agreed, you see, that Oprah would be the one. You agreed to all of this at levels that you're not consciously aware of, that she would be the spokesperson, the one. Another lifetime, she'll get to do the same thing if that's what you desire, different places. Likewise with Barack Obama. This is why so many people were compelled to support him. Even though he didn't have the history that you would normally have running for the office of president. So it's not just him, it's all of you co-participating, co-creating with him.
Do you think the change in universal fields have a lot to do with the climate, the vibrational climate being right to sweep someone like that in?
Well, of course. I mean, if you're asking, did a lot of other things take place in order to bring that about? Yes.
Yes, great universal fields, way out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. But those are happening anyway, and that's not the only event that's been impacted, of course, by all of these changing fields. But it is a pivotal event for your planet. A pivotal event. And people sense that. That is the reason it was so charged emotionally, for a variety of reasons that we could go on and on. Most of you already know what those are. Now, how about all of you? Well, the end of an era, a very difficult era for all of you, a sense of feeling tremendously disempowered, frustrated that you could do nothing about things that you felt were absolutely inappropriate, feeling as though you were pawns in a game run by others, and there was nothing that you could do as your gas prices soared to exorbitant numbers, a war in a country that you really didn't want to be in, people making unbelievably exorbitant salaries, bonuses and all kinds of things, golden parachutes, you name it. You're going to see big changes now. But it's because there's so much energy behind those changes, you see.
Is that the feminization of the collective, in a way?
In a way, yes. Very much so. And the balancing of the masculine doesn't mean the masculine goes away. It is the balancing of the masculine, not the chauvinistic masculine, but the powerful. Now, if you look at Obama, all right, your President Obama, Barack Obama, he is very balanced. Watch him in the way that he uses his energy. If you watch him play sports, all right, you will watch the way in which he moves, which looks almost awkward. Because he doesn't really move like an athlete. He uses very little energy to accomplish what it is he needs to do. Where normally you see your athletes, you know, we'll use basketball as case in point. Normally athletes are very active. And their movements are very aggressive. His are not. They're very controlled. Very balanced. Very balanced. And if you look at him, he has almost an androgyny about him.
Yes, he does.
All right? You would not say that he was overtly masculine, nor would you say that he was feminine. But androgynous would be a description that, you know, you could all look around and say, yes, all right, that makes sense. Even in his physique, more androgynous, certainly, than what you would call your athletic muscular structure. So, what about all of you? How is this going to impact all of you? Well, certainly you know how it's going to impact you in terms of your political issues. You finally have someone that's getting in there, and Veronica, you made a very good point. Finally, someone in office that you can get behind, that you feel is at the reins, making the best choices possible. For everyone. You're not going to agree with everything that he does. That's impossible.
He sure does reach out in all corners, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Now, your light, your prayers, if that's the way you choose to do it, your meditations, if that's the way you choose to do it, sending energy, if that's the way, however you choose to do it, is going to have more impact than ever before. This is where you take an active role as co-creators. Not sitting home saying, oh, well, he's in office, he'll take care of it now. No. The whole goal, from our perspective, is that you reclaim your power now. You reclaim your power. Yes, I have a piece of this. I can help lend my support and my energy. And it's going to make a difference. You're going to see things less adversarial, as you're already seeing with the Republicans, who are saying, yes, we so desperately need change that we have to get on board here. Battling out in the Senate and the House is no longer going to, you're not going to see it the way you have in the past. Counterproductive. And you as the people aren't going to allow it anymore. Now, how about you? All right, you're masculine, you're feminine. How's that going to change? Well, we talked about this before, about embracing and embodying the masculine and feminine. The divine masculine and feminine. Does that mean you're going to become androgynous? Well, not yet. You're not going to change body shapes, and you're not going to be, you know. But you're going to be able to use the energies of that in a more balanced way. The channel brought up the projection. Imagine the relationships you can have with people without projection. how dynamic and wonderful that they can be. Now you're still going to deal with projections of what you need from people. You need them to be a certain way. This is part of the dynamics of a relationship. You see them and certain things in them that you want for you. But this opening, this shift, this change is now going to start bringing about new kinds of relationships that are based on healthier, more loving, more synergistic kind of relationships. And you're going to see them evolving around you, and they're going to be very interesting. Many of you women, certainly, for long periods of time without relationships, many of you that have been on the spiritual path, and many of you got a little jaded, many of you hoping that at some point in time you would find a relationship. And the goal, of course, always to find a relationship within yourself, falling in love with you, and then becoming a magnet for that which you desire. This is all very simple stuff. But it's now time for it to really start manifesting. And it's going to be happening very quickly around you. So be prepared. And Veronica, you talk to lots of people, you know?
I sure do.
So you're going to see this in relationships with people. They're going to be calling you like crazy.
But it's interesting, you know, that some of the people that I work with that have been waiting a long time or trying to design and create their relationship for a long time are literally changing inside of themselves. And you can just see how much easier it will be for them to draw someone in.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the exciting thing, isn't it?
Well, also, soul's purpose. This is very, very important. You're going to see, and we talked about this last week, your soul's playing in your lives now. And the time that you used to spend doing things that were non-productive for you, not helping you to grow and evolve, you're going to be able to move in and out. In and out. Not a lot of time anymore to waste on these things. You're going to go into situations, whatever they may be, get what you need, and then move on. If they are not productive for you in the long term, if they are not in alignment with soul's purpose, if they're in alignment with soul's purpose, you are going to see things synchronistically blossom, come. Doesn't mean you won't have problems. Does it mean you won't have, we won't say problems, challenges. But your ability to see them now without as much projection, with more light coming onto the planet, it's going to be different, you see. Very different. Now, Veronica, as we look at you and we can see that you're integrating more and more of the masculine and feminine, the divine,
I feel like that's true. Thank you. Yeah.
And it's showing in your energy field. By the way, your guides are very excited because for you, you've had tremendous desires for things that you wanted to do.
Yes.
And we would say to all of you, in terms of your great work, your life's work, many of you have gotten disheartened. I'm never going to figure out what I'm here to do. But I know I'm here to make a difference. And things are going to start falling into place far more rapidly now. So try to stay out of the levels of frustration and trust. You don't have to go do things, but you're going to feel that you'll have surges. You'll have days where you get up and go, yes, I need to do this. I woke up this morning and felt like I need to do this or this or this. Follow it. Don't let the old energies of, oh, well, nothing ever works for, oh, please don't go there. Don't sabotage yourselves now because the energies are so supportive. of stepping out, out of your comfort zone, out of your stagnation. Now, is the stagnation your fault? No.
Sometimes it's from beliefs, isn't it? It's beliefs.
Sorry?
Sometimes it's just from the beliefs of the time, space, and the amount that's required to get out of this way of being. The believing that it's going to be hard, too.
Well, again, because for many of you, it has been a struggle. Not all the time, but a struggle. Not seeing the kind of progress that you'd like to see. So now it would be very important to allow that you don't have to have that struggle. It doesn't have to be difficult anymore. And for many of you, it felt difficult because the timing wasn't appropriate. But now all the energies are supporting new changes. Well, I'm still doing the same work. You mean my same work? Now all of a sudden it could take off? Yes. And new innovations coming in. New insights for ways to promote what you do. Perhaps to change this or that or this. Because the masculine and feminine energies having come in more and more and more, as you integrate those more and more, you're going to be able to rethink some of the things you do. Veronica, for you, so long you've wanted to do a television program.
Yes.
So for those of you who have your work now, you know, on your intentions, whether you do them daily or you do them with work with us or whoever, bringing in people who are willing to promote you.
Well, it's interesting because I just heard about somebody who's interested in talking to me about that tonight.
Very cool. All right.
I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know anything. I just go, wow, it's actually beginning to manifest.
That's right. That's right. Feeling as though some of the blocks that you've all had are now coming down. Are now going to come down. So it's important now to feel more positive than ever before. Regardless of what you hear on your news.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what you hear on your news. And for some of you, and again, we're going to talk about this in other areas. Some of you have homes where the values have gone way down. And what used to be on the asset column, you know, in your portfolio, is no longer there. Now a liability. And some of you say, oh my God, there's my life savings or whatever. Allow for that to all change when it's appropriate. Things are going to shift and change. You don't necessarily have to know now how that's going to look. But trust. Trust.
It's a reevaluation of everything, isn't it?
It is a reevaluation. And it's important that you all trust that things are shifting. For many people, downturns in business because of your economics, because of what's going on. The trickle down, if there are no jobs or the limited time or this or that, then it starts. But it doesn't have to with anything. You don't have to be touched by it. Recognizing that whatever you need will be there exactly as you need it, as and when you need it. And trusting that, staying in the now moment, that's going to take practice, everyone. Not going into fear. And believe us when we tell you that fear is not your friend. Fear is not your friend. Never has been, but now it's really not your friend. Now, new ideas. Acting on new ideas, new opportunities. Doing things, try to do at least one thing every day. Out of the norm. Different from what you normally do. Whether it's making a phone call. Sitting down and thinking about what could I do differently. How could it, what does my great work look like? What could I do? Am I a healer? Are you all healers? Many of you wanting to move, wanting to shift, move to other cities. We've watched so many of you feeling continuously frustrated, and many of you feeling physically not well. Many of you running to doctors, and the poor doctors can't find a damn thing wrong with you.
No, a lot of people doing that.
Yes, exactly. The old fear is coming up about physicality. What's wrong with me? What's wrong? Energies are moving in your body, getting blockages. Things that you wake up in the morning and this aches and that hurts and don't know how you got it. Lots of changes, people. But they're exciting changes. Exciting changes. And looking at your own actions and reactions to things. How do you respond to men or to women? How do you respond to the masculine and feminine within you? The masculine, of course, the implementer, bringing it out into the world. The feminine, powerful in its own right. Believe us when we tell you that. But with the wisdom, we'll go to the tarot cards. The empress and the emperor. Find, or some of you, the high priest. But find, you know, get your tarot cards out or, you know, print them out on your computer. What energies do you want to carry on masculine and feminine both? Look them up. What do they represent? How can I embody these more? Where am I weak? For some of you, you know, so feminine, so psychic, so receptive, not able to move on the masculine. Now, Veronica, you are very balanced in this area.
Thank you.
For being as psychic as you are, intuitive and sensitive, you do have the strong masculine side.
I do, actually.
Yes, very highly developed. And make no mistake, people, this does not affect the way you dress and look. We're not talking about that. But we are talking about embracing it. And you can only do that when you're over being angry. When you stop the projection. No one is going to embrace their masculine if they're still angry at dad. Or husband or boyfriend. Or God or priest or whoever. It's time to be done with that chapter now. To recognize it, forgive yourself, change it, let it go, get over it any way you need to process that, but it's time. It's really time. And likewise, for those of you who are angry at your mothers, or at the goddess, or at God. That's the core issue here. Feeling that you were abandoned. You all know that you carry this at a cellular level. Thousands of years. Losing the energy of the goddess, and we've talked about this ad nauseum. All of the anger over God because of all of the things that have happened for thousands of years in the name of God, all the injustice. But people, it's time to get over it now. It's time to recognize it. Recognize it within yourself. Where is it showing up? And embrace the masculine. The channel talked to someone tonight. And it was a very interesting conversation, and this is a college professor. And she was talking about men. And the channel was rather shocked that she went into the conversation that men were pigs. And she had become so jaded, you see.
Jackie wasn't, was she? No.
What?
Saying there were pigs, no.
Oh, no. She was talking to this college professor who was saying it. All right?
Yep.
So, but this is the kind of energy that we're talking about. And she was very set in that belief. Very set. Now, men certainly say the same thing about women. Oh, they're all manipulated and this and that. They only want money, whatever. It's time to get over that. To trust that you're going to attract different kinds of people now. For many of you, finally being visible. Again, we've said this before. Finally being visible. And recognize that you're going to be visible. Right? And people are going to see your light. The shields have come down now because it's time for you to step out. It is time for you to step into your great work.
That's wonderful. We're going to have to, unfortunately, use the next 2 minutes to end the show.
Oh, all right. Veronica, please talk about your show next week.
Oh, next week I have an astrologer on Paradigm Shifters, and she has a website called PolarisBusinessGuides.com, and she talks about the waves, frequencies, and how to kind of develop your own business. It's very exciting. Her name is Madeline Gerwick, so that's at 5 o'clock next Tuesday, and 4 o'clock is my call-in meditation and question-answering show called Radiance by Design.
Wonderful, Veronica. All right, everyone, again tonight, we certainly would love it if you would call us in. We'd be happy to work with subconscious and unconscious beliefs that stand in the way of your having the life of your dreams. This is the reason we've been working with these for months now. For months. Subconscious and unconscious. Unconscious having to do with other lifetimes. Subconscious having to do specifically with this one. All of these beliefs that you're not in touch with consciously, but that get in the way of your creating the life of your dreams. We are happy to come in and work with you if when you go to sleep tonight you call us in. For those who don't know how, just call in. Dear team, would you please come in and work with me? For my subconscious and unconscious beliefs. We're happy to do so. If you have any other requests, you can put them out. We love you all very much. We're so excited to see what you're all doing. All of the hard work you've done, believe us, has not gone unnoticed. You are supported in ways that you cannot imagine, and that support is coming in greater and greater ways. This is the time now, people, to spread your wings. You've been growing those wings for years now. It's time to spread them. We love you all. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. To you as well, Veronica, we love you.
Thank you for all the presences that you arrive and help so many of us.
Oh, with our joy.
Many blessings.
Until next week, namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. We have a minute?
1 minute.
All right. Remember, everyone, that a piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you, and a piece of you are in Veronica and I. It can be no other way because we really are all one. We love you so very much. Veronica, I love you. Thank you so much always for being on the show. And what a fabulous co-host you are.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful week, everybody. A wonderful week. We love you. Good night.
Good night. Thanks for all you do, Jackie. Good night, everybody.
Oh, thank you, honey.